In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's just be clear one more time. This is not our James, this is the other James, or I call him Todd sometimes. It's T-O-J, the other James. Also, some people call him James the Greater, and it could be for a couple of several reasons, one of which is that he was called to be an apostle before our James. He could have been older. He could have been taller, or that he was the first of the apostles to lay down his life as a martyr for the faith. It's kind of interesting that that the two sons of Zebedee are both the first and the last of the apostles to die. James was put to death at the order of King Herod, and his brother John was the only apostle to die of natural causes. He died of old age. Not that they didn't try several times to kill him, and not that he didn't suffer, but he didn't die the martyr's death. Very interesting, especially considering that, like the rest of the apostles, John and James were not that great to start out with. A friend of mine was talking about their mother, who tradition tells us whose name was Salome, and that she was the world's first recorded helicopter parent. Because you know what a helicopter parent is? They're the ones who try to, they lift their kids up and try and get them ahead of everyone, or you could call them a snowplow parent. They plow all the obstacles out of the way. Well, she tried to get her kids in as number one and number two in the kingdom of God. Now, did they know what was going on? Oh, yeah, you bet they knew what was going on. Did they put her up to it? Maybe. We don't know. But you can just see the look on the other apostles' faces. Yeah, it says here, when the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. You bet they did. Just imagine. Peter probably said something because, that's what Peter did. He said things. But what do they want? That's what left and right means. Being number one and number two in the kingdom of God. She wanted to do an end run around the other apostles. You do not know what you're asking. Yeah, she didn't know what she was asking, because when did the Lord come into his kingdom? On the cross. Who were at his left and his right? The good thief, St. Dismas, and the bad thief. Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink? They were probably thinking, oh, this is a nice kingly chalice. We get to sit at his left and his right, and in the banquet hall of heaven, it's going to be great. But that's not what the chalice was. It was the chalice of suffering that he would drink upon the cross. Can you drink of the chalice that I'm going to drink? We can. My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my left and at my right is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. So they would suffer. They would lay down their lives for Christ, but not be number one or number two in the kingdom of God. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to, they're part of one of the 12. They're two of the 12. They're going to rank up there, but not number one or number two. Why? Because think about how did Jesus come to rule over us, to lord it over us? No. He came to suffer for us and to die for us and to be raised from the dead for us. And that was why the kingdom, the power, and the glory was his. And he reigns over all things as King of heaven and earth. And he will come in glory at the end of time to judge the heaven and the earth and to be the king of all. But that is the path to greatness in following Jesus, to lay down your life for that of your brothers. So James and John, they didn't start off that great, but they ended up pretty good. Lay down your life for the Lord, the first one. Be the one who gives the fourth gospel and the revelations, the first bishop of Ephesus. Pretty good. And this again reminds us that it doesn't really matter so much where we start. You can be Doubting Thomas. You can be Peter with never an unexpressed thought. You can be the mama's boys, James and John. And God can still make something really great and wonderful and holy out of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.